Nick Eads on to kick it off here for the Titans. Back deep, Vance and Simmons for the Flyers. They're standing back near the goal line. Not sure Nick has that in his repertoire here, but we'll see.
Well, you'll have to tell me.
Nick checks over the alignment, now approaches, and will punch this one forward, and ball will hit and be taken on a bounce by Simmons, and he'll be tackled up at the 32-yard line. Tackle.
You can forget about it. I can't see it.
Not sure who got that tackle. Jacoby Evans on the tackle. So first and 10 Flyers. Landrum will stay at quarterback. Vance in the backfield here with Landrum. Two receivers each side of the field. First and 10 from the 32. He'll turn. He'll hand to Vance.
There you go.
And a good tackle by Dustin Hinkle, I believe. And he'll drag forward maybe 2 yards up to the 35-yard line.
That's how you play D-line right there. Shed the block and get it.
Jay Jarvin checks in at left defensive end. Darius Williams will check out. Landrum looking to throw. Fakes. Now being pressured and will try to run with it. And he's going to be up close to the first down, drug down by Nick Eads.
From this angle, it don't look like he made it.
Got him marked this near fish as he marked at the 42-yard line. Like you, I think he's going to be just short. 11:20 to go here in the second quarter of play. Not sure why the clock's not running, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Turned, and he'll hand in the backfield. The Vance, Vance hits behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll be short. Actually going to lose, looks like to me, maybe a full yard back to the 41, and he will. And it's going to bring up fourth down.
Sam Harrod?
And a yard and a half. Sam Harrod on that last play. Franklin County will keep the offense on the field. Big fourth down conversion here for the Flyers, pending. 10:50 to go here in the second quarter. 12-0 Titans. Franklin County, fourth and a yard and a half from their own 41-yard line. Landrum, pistol formation now. Vance will move to his right in the backfield. Turns. He'll fake it, going to run it himself, and he will not get it.
Nope.
And a turnover on downs for the second time tonight. Franklin County will turn it over on downs, and Collins will have it first and 10 from the 42-yard line. And they might bring the sticks out just to measure, but that's not.
I think it's Nick Eads, Sam Harrod, good job.
So they are going to call for an official measurement, so maybe I spoke too soon, but I'm not sure. I don't think that he got that.
It don't look like it. I don't see that.
Like a half yard short, waiting for the here and now to bring it. I was waiting. They're waiting for the sticks. So they're finally making their way across the field. So 10:22, big play. It'll be the second turnover on down to the night. The first one for the Flyers took place inside the 10-yard line. Now they're waiting to stretch the chains out.
Nope.
And he is short by at least a half yard. So Collins will take over first and 10 from the Franklin County 42-yard line.
A lot better by the defense there.
A lot better pursuit. And like you said, all started first play. Dustin Hinkle gets off a block, limits the first down carry to a yard, and really sets up the rest of the series. Kind of surprising, the last two carries you saw from Landrum, who really hadn't carried the ball much.
No, hadn't carried it at all.
Seen Vance really give us some trouble. Vance is their leading ball carrier on the season, 509 yards on the season, 7.5 yards a carry, but did not get a crack at it those last two plays. 10:22 to go here in the second quarter, trying to get the chains back arranged on the far sideline. This time we're going to have Lucas and Klonikas actually in the backfield. Nikos, the backup quarterback, of course, also plays tight end. The turn.
There you go.
They are looking to roll. Rolling to his right. Now going to step up. Look, going to run the run with it. Trying to be pursued on the play. Stutter move on the outside and will be tackled down at the 36. Not before gain of.
Not bad. Rolled the pocket out to the left. Nobody open. Comes back to the right.
See, one thing I'd really noticed that time, as soon as JR moved outside the pocket, the second level, all attack. So,
yes.
JR, keep his eyes up field. Chance to make a big play in a passing game.
It was just like a wall.
Yeah, sure was. So, gain of 6 there on first down. Second and 4. Two backs in the backfield this time. Panakis to his left. Roseberry to his right. Turn, and he'll hand to Roseberry. Nashon, gap in the middle of the field. Going to be a foot race to the finish. Touchdown, Titans.
Little counter there.
36-yard run by Roseberry, and Collins offense is rolling so far here tonight. The only thing they haven't done well tonight is two-point conversion.
Is that Jacoby coming out there?
Yeah, it looks like Jacoby Evans will come out and maybe attempt the extra point. Now he's running back off the field, so maybe not. Maybe spoke too soon. It's like Jaden Wilson coming out. And here comes Jacoby Evans. I think he forgot the kicking tee. So Jacoby, the left-footed kicker, saw him kick in the first game against Montgomery County, converting, I think, three or four extra point attempts that night.
Not long, but consistent.
Hasn't kicked since that time, but he will come on for the extra point attempt. Kick is blocked. So Collins still 0-for on extra point attempts tonight, but they have three touchdown scores. They lead it 18-0. 9:30 to go here in the second quarter. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kicking Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Deep kicks it off, and we'll go back to the 15-yard line. Picked up, breaks through. He's the last man to defend. Cam Harris chasing him down. We'll get him down inside the 35-yard line. One of those you see on a week-to-week basis where the kick's not fielded clean, and that first guy or first two guys don't get them. People get out of their lanes, and then it's a foot race to the finish.
We had a wave of tacklers just run right past him.
One of those things you tell you, you're either going to be down to the 15-yard line or you're going to score. So we've seen two big returns so far here tonight for Franklin County. Not able to finish the first one off. Let's see what they can do here. Taking over first and 10 from the Collins 33-yard line. Landrum, once again in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Quick pass out to the left side. Complete down inside the 25 to the 24. That was the Corleone Bailey, his first catch of the night. Tackled down there by Cam Harris. Gain of 8 on first down.
Good play.
Second and 2. Turns, he'll hand to Vance. And he gets hit at the line of scrimmage by Eads. We'll get down close to the first down. I think he's going to be just short again. Saw that last series. They had a third and short and unable to convert on two consecutive plays. So bring up third and a yard.
You went on
the 29.
They're going to go on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Two down territory. Four down territory.
8:30 to go here in the second quarter of play. Collins leads it 18-0. Landrum moves the back. Vance from the right to his left. He'll drive back looking to throw. Being pressured. Gets away from the first side. He's got plenty of room to the outside. Now he's going to cut it back in the middle. And will be tackled down at the 20-yard line. Sam Harrod, I think, had a chance for him in the backfield. Couldn't quite get him to the ground. Short gain down to the 20 will be good enough for a first down.
Had him for a loss.
First and 10 Flyers. Ball at the 20-yard line. Franklin County trying to get on the board here. Landrum turns. Hands to Vance. Vance, good room up the middle of the field. Down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Flag on the play on the far sideline. Usually in the area you would see maybe illegal motion.
Good luck seeing you.
Trying to find the official.
Here he is.
Let's see what we got. Going to talk. It looks like maybe to the Collins sideline here.
Are you going to video review?
I don't know. Yeah. Sideline warning what the penalty is going to be.
Oh.
See this weekly.
Yep.
So a sideline warning there on Collins. So it will be a 6-yard gain there on first down. Maybe closer to 7 down inside the 15, close to the 13-yard line.
Come on here, D.
Landrum stays in the shotgun. Bad snap, picks it up. Quick throw out to the left side, complete to Young down to the 5-yard line. Franklin County will have it first and goal from the 5.
I'm not sure why we're 10 yards back. They haven't proven they can get by us yet. The balls they've thrown deep, we've had chances to intercept.
Landon quickly back to the line of scrimmage, turns. He'll hand to Vance. Vance bounces to the outside. He's into the end zone, touchdown. So Franklin County gets on the board here. And the 3 points that Collins has left off the board due to missed
Could loom large.
Point after could prove to be huge as the game unfolds here. 7:36 to go. Number 87, the kicker on for the extra point attempt. Kicks it right down the middle. 18-7, Highlands leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
All right, David McGyver on for Franklin County set to kick this one away. Back deep, Roseberry, Mackard, and Wilson. McGyver approaches, line drive kick taken by Wilson. Actually dropped it, picked it back up at his own five. Gayton right up the middle of the field, got a little bit of an alley, and will be up to the 35-yard line.
Good return.
So good return by Jayden. Highlands offense will come back to the field. Seeing a lot of heavy run tonight, but two big pass plays down the sideline to Maggard.
Well, I'm not going to guess what he's going to do. Every time I think we're going to run, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
We see we've got a five-receiver set, empty backfield. Maggard, Decker, and Klonikas on the right side. Hawk and Roseberry on the left. Lucas takes the snap, three-man rush, plenty of time. Looking deep in the middle of the field, looking for Hawk, and knocked away by Simmons at the last minute, down at about the 25-yard line. Good throw, good defensive play by Simmons.
Just a little bit more, and he's got it. A nice throw.
I give J.R. credit. That's a long throw. Right
there
now,
wasn't a lot of air in the
probably, what, a 45-yard throw.
And it is. Good credit to the defense. There's actually somebody off the ball that came to knock that down.
Same formation this time for the tight. Lucas takes a snap. Quick pass out to Roseberry. Nation breaks through two defenders. Got the first down up near midfield. That's just where you have to respect the speed of Roseberry. Can't play him belly to belly, and it's just almost giving you yardage.
I'm telling you, you put Roseberry or Maggard by themselves on one side of the field. I mean, this guy here's giving him 20 yards.
Titans.
He's been beat twice.
First down up to the 49-yard line. First and 10 Titans from there. They same formation here. Nearly jumped offside. Franklin County able to stay out of the neutral zone there. JR is going to be a quarterback run. Spinning, not much there. Still on his feet and will go down for no gain. Maybe up to the 50, maybe a short gain up to midfield. Actually going to give him forward progress. It looks like to the Franklin County side of things on the 49. So we'll give him 2 yards. Good spot there.
Yes.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I think barring a negative play, this is definitely two-down territory here for Collins as well. Five receiver set again. Lucas, quick pass out to Roseberry. Nation this time hit right at the line of scrimmage. Not sure who was playing the slot, but they missed the block. I think that was Hawk. Peyton Hawk misses a block, and this will go for a short loss back to midfield. Now things change. Franklin County gets on the board, and now Collins facing a fourth
sitting at
and eight.
I can tell you can get a first down with Maggard right here.
Just throw it to him, right?
Just throw it.
Five receiver set again here. Franklin County showing blitz this time, and they'll bring an extra backer. Lucas looking to run. He will not get it. He will be tackled for a short game, and Collins will turn it over on down.
That's fourth.
I thought that was fourth then, no? So this is fourth down.
You scared me there.
I swear that's wrong. First down was a 2-yard gain. That's right.
And Roseberry.
It's Roseberry. That's right. This is fourth. All right, so fourth and six. Ball at the 46, a 47-yard line. Lucas takes the snap. Three-man rush this time. Still looking. JR going to look to run with it. Going to have to run through a defender, and he does. down inside the 40 to the 38. Once again, you saw the linebackers, as soon as he broke open the pocket, they attacked immediately.
Yeah, I don't know if that's by design. I'm sure it's the pass first, but when they send everybody deep, you know, it leaves JR with that speed to shift him in one-on-one with linebackers.
No, but even with that, that's still a 10-yard gain.
Oh, yeah.
So 4:40 to go. Collins still on the move with it. First and 10 from the 37. JR takes a snap. Going to be a draw play to Roseberry. Nashon cut the back in the middle. Another 10 yards, maybe 12, down to the 25-yard line. A little delay on that draw play. 4:23 to go here before the half. 18-7, Collins leads it. They've got it first and 10 from the Franklin County 25. Lucas takes a snap, looking to roll to his left, looking to throw with it. Now, being chased and will be drugged down back at the 34-yard line. When you'd like to see JR just throw it away and play for the next one.
That's right. Especially rolling to your left and having to throw back, nothing there.
So loss of 8 on first down. We'll back Collins up to the 33-yard line. Second and 18. Four receiver set this time. 3-2 to the right. Hawk, the lone receiver, to the short side of the field, which is to Lucas's left. Quick pass out to Roseberry. Nashon. Now switches. Bounces back to the other side of the field. Trying to outrun one. He's down to the left sideline. He'll have the first down and slung out of bounds. Down at about the 15-yard line.
That was all Nashon Roseberry right there.
And they pretty much had that well defended.
Had him defended. Just outran him.
Sidestep the first guy, then reverse field and just use his speed down the left sideline. For the first down, we'll see if Collins elects to slow things down with 3 minutes to go. But right back to the line of scrimmage. 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads 18-7. You got it first and 10 from the Franklin County 15. Quarterback run, a little read option, and JR, nothing there, hit at the line of scrimmage and tackled for no gain.
Good job by Franklin County staying at home.
We've only seen them run play action out of that one time. That was the touchdown to Maggard.
Yeah, it's about time for that comeback route.
Yeah.
Especially on the wide side of the field, rolling out.
2:40 to go here in the second quarter. Island second and 10 from the 15. Quick pass out, screen pass to Maggard. Dalton with it, cutting to the left side, and will be slung down. A lot of running. I don't think he gained anything out of that.
Blockers were actually in the middle. He went out to the outside.
So we'll see. Let's see with the ball. They'll give him 1 yard. Looks like maybe down to the 14.
Yeah, 1 yard.
So third and 9. Like you, I thought Dalton maybe had a little bit of alley if he could have cut it upfield, trying to stretch the defense there. Just too many defenders. We go under 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Third and 9. They'll go 5 receiver set. Lucas all alone in the backfield. Takes the snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time. Looking to throw. Now steps up in the pocket and will be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. It almost looks to me like, Brad, that they're not really rushing. They're just holding their ground, waiting for him to escape the pocket
and
make a play.
I'd say it's what Kentucky does, but I don't think it's quite that good.
They do the same thing, except they don't make the tackle. So 1:15 to go. Clock continues to run. This is 4th and 10 now. 4th and 10 Titans. JR rolls to his right, looking to throw. Looking. Deep right side.
That ball was 5 yards short.
Incomplete. Couldn't see it out of my range. I'm not sure who was that. Maggard?
Yeah, it was Maggard. Too short.
So the incompletion, another turnover on down for the Titans.
Kind of like basketball. Sometimes you got to sprint out when you're a quarterback and make that throw a little bit shorter. It looks like we just kind of lollygagged out, knew where we were going with it, and made a long throw on an out powder.
58 seconds to go before the half. We'll see what Franklin County elects to do. First and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Landrum dropping straight back. He's going to kick it out to the right side, cuts it back in the middle. Good enough, I think, for a first down up to the 25.
Stayed inbound.
That completion was to Van.
No first down. Why the clock stop?
I think it was a first down.
Oh, yep. Now they're moving.
Clock should be running and not restarted. There we go. Quick pass out to the right side. He cuts it back in again, but another 10 yards up to the 36.
I'm telling you, it ought to be reversed. That's what we ought to be doing with Dalton Maggard. They're taking what the defense gives them.
Trying to wait for the ball to be put in play. 40 seconds to go. Landrum this time rolling to his right. Looking to throw. Now he's going to run with it. And this time will be hit by Nick Eads at the 40 and be tackled at the 41. And Franklin County will take a timeout with 29 seconds to go. We'll take a break as well. 18-7. Collins leads it. You'll see Titan football here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
From Landrum to Simmons to the 35-yard line. I think he's going to be short. I don't know why they whistled, but he's definitely well short of the first down. And I guess did Franklin County call another timeout?
Going to have to.
Yes, they did. That'd be, I think, their final timeout. We'll keep this one here this time. 20 seconds to go, so clock will stop on the first down. But with 20 seconds, you're limited, really. I mean, you've only got, what, three plays left to max.
Well, that's if you get out of bounds, because they're out of timeouts.
Right. That'd be their last timeout. Took one there in the first quarter, but took these two back-to-back.
You know what? They've been running that 10-yard out. We've been giving it to them. You know, hopefully we jump the route and he makes a mistake and we pick six. Then again, he may be content. Collins gets ball second half, start second half.
Rankin County did win the toss, elected to receive, so Collins will get the second half kickoff. Collins, after really capitalizing on several possessions, really has left a little bit on the board, or off the board, I should say, here the last couple of drives. Franklin County will have it third and about a half yard from the 45-yard line. Motion from left to right. Landrum takes a snap. Looking deep down the sideline, looking and knocked away by
good
Cam Harris down at the 25-yard line. So now Franklin County kind of position that you have to get the first down, or are you going to give Collins the ball back here at the 45-yard line? Fourth and a half yards.
And we got all three timeouts. Best thing to do.
Can't imagine. They're going to punt, it looks like. I thought maybe they were running, but they're going to punt it.
Ooh.
Number 10, Cody Lofton, also a receiver and defensive back. Also their punter. J.R. Lucas appears to be deep for Collins. Actually, he's going to check out. Maggard going to check in. Lawson waiting. Maggard waiting back at his own 20. 14 seconds to go here before the half.
Ooh.
And kick is off and away and will bounce.
Good punt.
And picked up by Maggard at his own 10. Dalton trying to get to the left side and will be slung out of bounds up at the 30-yard line with 1 second to go.
I'm not even going to guess. I would say take a knee, but...
So chance for one play here. Collins with an 18-7 lead. We mentioned we'll get the second half kickoff. We'll see if they're content just to kneel on this one and regroup quickly and take the second half kickoff, or if they will try to throw it down the field. They're going to line up, appearing like they're going to run a play. Two backs in the backfield. Two receivers to his left. One to his right, Lucas. In the shotgun.
Nobody beat.
J.R. turns. Going to hand to Nashawn. Nashawn, nothing there, and will be hit and tackled behind the line of scrimmage back to the 31-yard line And that'll take us to the half. 18-7. Collins leads it here at the half. We'll come back. We'll have our halftime stats. Talk about the second half to come. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Got some problems.